New Yorkers will get their first chance in 20 years to vote on whether to hold a convention to change the state's constitution in November of 2017. But groups advocating for an informed vote on the issue say it's not too early to start getting the word out. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt has the story.
A constitutional convention, dry as it may sound, has the potential to make big changes to New York's government. Delegates could decide to switch to a unicameral legislature or require that lawmakers be full-time. They could also tighten what critics say are lax campaign finance laws. Delegates could also address social issues like gay marriage, abortion laws, or even gun control. The State University's Rockefeller Institute of Government is neutral on whether to hold a convention, but the institute's deputy director, Bob Bullock, says he wants the public to be informed when they do go into the voting booth.
It's an opportunity for us as we go into the 21st century, the beginning part of the 21st century, to take a look at this document and ask ourselves, is this document as relevant as it needs to be?
The New York State Bar Association President David Miranda says his group has formed a committee to take a fresh look at the state's constitution, which has not been overhauled in nearly 80 years. Miranda says the group will be a microcosm of the state's political makeup.
We have people on both sides of the fence. We have Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals. We have prosecutors and defenders. We have young lawyers and senior lawyers.
The Bar Association is also not actually endorsing right now that a convention be held. The fear of unpredictable action on social issues helped defeat the last proposed constitutional convention in 1997. A number of government reform groups decided in the end to oppose holding a convention 20 years ago. Bullock with Rockefeller Institute says those worries should not necessarily be a hindrance to holding a convention. He says the state has long had a progressive tradition.
Take a look at the days of Al Smith and Francis Perkins and Herbert Lehman and FDR and Teddy Roosevelt.
The last constitutional convention in 1967 resulted in a number of recommendations, but they were rejected by voters who ultimately have the final say in the process. The last time the Constitution was significantly changed was in the 1930s, at the height of the Great Depression. Bullock with Rockefeller Institute says people are also, like then, discontent with state government as New York goes through a wave of corruption.
Dissatisfaction with how government is operating right now is, I'm not going to say it's at an all-time high. There could be times when it was higher, but right now it's fairly high. Trust in government has eroded dramatically.
Miranda with the Bar Association says now might be a time to at least examine how well the document, which is seven times longer than the federal constitution, holds up.
That's the constitution that we have in place now, and things are different. And so maybe it's time to take a look at it. There's a lot of good things in there, but maybe it's a time that where we can at least talk about what we have.
A recent poll by Siena College found that when New Yorkers were told about the Constitutional Convention, 69% were in favor. Governor Cuomo was so far the only politician to endorse having the event. It was part of the governor's 2010 election platform, and a spokesman says Cuomo still backs the idea of holding a constitutional convention. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.